A recent report from late May has disclosed the Story Bridge in Brisbane is facing significant structural problems. This includes concrete deterioration, corrosion and overloading on its pedestrian walkways. In light of bridge disasters globally in recent years, there's been discussions regarding the safety of ageing bridges and the necessary for inspections. However, there is a solution, and it's structural health monitoring, piece of technology which could solve the problem. Thomas Kudus asked Dr. Andy Nguyen, Senior Lecturer in Structural Engineering at the University of Southern Queensland, to explain what is structural health monitoring.
One of the key things from the real-time monitoring, structural health monitoring as we normally call it, is it provides a true picture about the bridge performance. So it's really about the performance of our structural system, bridges and dam and other structure. But here, of course, we talk about key bridges like what I normally mention, the Story Bridge in Brisbane and so on.
Why do you think countries are slow and complacent to adapting bridge inspections, but more importantly, structural health monitoring? Should it be mandatory, do you think?
Yes, I think a couple of reasons. So first is in the previous period, the technology is not that developed. Council and other asset owner, they find it a little bit complicated to understand about the real benefit. And also we have some of the challenges with the upfront cost, like the access into the structure. That is sort of like the initial barrier. And the complexity of the multidisciplinary field like structural health monitoring is one of the barriers. Over the time, what we can see from around the world, and in particular with the bridge example in Canada, they have adopted and make use of the new technology, the recent advances, to really drive the technology-driven solution for asset management.
Which bridge collapse was the most preventable?
Actually, most of them are preventable. But we can see that the example I provided in my recent article, like the one in Italy, Morandi Bridge, preventable. It's preventable because, the problem is significant and it's clear. It's just because the inaction from the authority that actually caused a problem and make it worse. And also other bridges, like the one in 2007 in the U.S. Even though that bridge collapsed due to a previous design problem, if we make use of the smart monitoring technology, then those incidents can be prevented.
And is this something that all governments should be funding in?
I think that's a good question. In my views, the main cost should be provided by government, but we should have the collaboration between different level of government, because historical assets like the steel bridges we just discussed, including the Story Bridge, is not just the historical asset of the local government. It's the asset of the nation. All level of government should contribute financially to, make the maintenance more productive. And at the same time, private sector can also contribute. In my connection, I know that we have so many practicing engineers who are ready to contribute. They have a warehouse of sensors and other hardware that are ready to use.
Dr. Andy Nguyen, Senior Lecturer in Structural Engineering at the University of Southern Queensland, speaking there with Thomas Kudus.